Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning we are chatting to Neil Birrell, who is a PhD candidate in the School of Biological Sciences in the Faculty of Science at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Neil. How are you today?
Morning. Good, thank you. Yourself?
Good. It's nice to be able to chat to you. We're talking about climate change and bugs, and particularly bugs that we can eat. Can you explain a little bit about what your research interest is here?
Absolutely. So I'm really interested in insects as food. And my research is looking at insects that people eat in New Zealand. And that ranges from looking at the biology of hoo-hoo beetles through to looking at people's perceptions and use of insects in day-to-day life.
That's pretty fascinating research. I'm sure that a lot of people's initial response to this is that there's quite a bit to overcome, perhaps, in terms of stigma with getting people to be on board with the idea of eating insects. Is that something that you've discovered in your research, or has it been surprising to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been quite surprised. So we have a survey out at the moment, and so far we've had over 600 New Zealanders respond to it. And we found that about 60% would be willing to eat an insect, and almost the same number of people have eaten insects in the past. And the thing that I've been quite surprised at is of the people who have eaten insects, 80% of them would be willing to eat insects again in the future.
That is interesting. And is this on like a regular basis, or is it that thing of if your mate tells you to eat a cricket, will you eat it kind of a thing?
Yeah, there's definitely some people where it's it's kind of on a dare or that kind of sense of risk and showing off to people. But there's around 34% of people eat insects at least annually. In some cases, it's more regularly, such as monthly or weekly. And it's something to bear in mind that some people do eat insects in their sort of their day-to-day lives and grow crickets or mealworms to use in food.
And why insects? What is the point of this research? Is it to look at more sustainable food processes? What's it all about?
Yeah, that's right. So insects can have a much lower environmental footprint than other forms of livestock. And so as the human population grows around the world, there's been concerns around whether we'll have food security, and particularly around protein supply.
Mm.
And one thing that's been suggested is that insects could fill a gap there. They have much lower feed conversion ratios, and greenhouse gas emissions are much smaller, and water use and land footprint are all much smaller as well. And it's something that there's sort of over 2,000 species of insects eaten around the world, and that's by about 2 billion people.
Wow.
They're consuming insects in their diet. So it's something that's quite normal in most places of the world.
In the Western world, there is a sort of an ick factor, I guess, to get over. Do you think that we are moving in the right direction to have people sort of be more open-minded with this kind of food?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. And I don't think it's going to be, there's a lot of people who would say it's going to replace meat or we'll all be eating it in the future. But I think it's just going to be something that there'll be another option available that you can consume in your diet. The other thing is they all have sort of different flavors. Each insect species tastes quite different to one another. So there's a lot of options to incorporate them into food and make something that tastes really nice.
In the process of doing this research, have you eaten some interesting insects or interesting insect-based meals, Neil?
Yeah, absolutely. Back when I could travel, I used to visit a few countries, and probably my favourite was in Japan, where I got to try, it must have been about between 15 and 20 different kinds of insects. And one of the big ones was probably the giant hornet, the giant
wow.
Japanese hornet, which is, it's massive. It's like the size of your thumb.
Whoa.
And massive stinger. Yeah. And I asked the guy, the professor there, do you pull the stinger out? And he said, oh, no, just eat it. And I go, how do you not get stung? And he goes, I just eat it really carefully. So yeah, it's quite surprising.
That is surprising. Maybe we're not quite ready for hornets here in New Zealand yet. But as you say, we have got some interesting insects. What are some of the more commonly consumed insects in New Zealand?
Yeah, so some of the more commonly consumed ones would be the hoohoo beetle, probably everyone knows about, or the grub in particular. But there's also things like puriri moth, the larvae of those have been eaten. There's kakarawai, which is the manuka beetle. There is the cicada, the kihikihikai, the nymph of those, as they crawl out, can be eaten. And then there's things like locusts, where there's a farmer down in Otago growing those for sale. Malcolm Dieck, yep, Otago locusts, as well as things like black field crickets as well, which is grown by another farmer closer to Wellington.
It's a really interesting world when you start to dive into it. Do you think we'll see this more commonly in, you know, shops and in menus in the near future, or is this going to take quite a bit of time, do you think?
I think it'll take time, and from what people have, what research has been done overseas, to be able to get people to sort of take up this, you need to present it to them in a really good way. So having restaurants prepare, you know, very tasty meals with the insects, so that your first experience of the insect is one that's really tasty. That's quite important for uptake, but it will take time, I think, and it'll be interesting to see how that all develops around the world and here as well.
It certainly will be. Someone's texted in to say scorpion is yum. Have you ever tried a scorpion, Neil?
I've never tried a scorpion yet, but yeah, I've seen them when I've been on my travels, but haven't managed to try that one yet.
Always one on the list then. Hey, thank you so much for chatting to us about your research, Neil Birrell, PhD candidate in the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Auckland. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you, will do.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank